Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, that your blessings will add unto us and will not take away. Father, even on this call, this prophetic midnight prayer call, Father, we decree that your will be done. We decree, Lord Jesus, in your most precious name, that all shall be well. We decree in the name of Jesus that our footsteps are ordered by you. We decree and affirm that you are our shepherd. You are our good shepherd, and we shall not want nor need for anything. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and affirm that all things are working together for our good. Father, we decree that which seemed to be impossible is becoming possible for your people and for us in the name of Jesus. We decree, Father, miracles will begin to show up in our lives. We decree that we will walk a life of victory. We decree a refreshing. Your anointing shall rule, reign on the inside of us. We declare and decree that no weapon that shall rise up against us, it will not prosper. It will fall to the ground and come to naught. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's start praying in the Holy Ghost. Father God, I bless your name. I bless your name, Father God. I thank you for this opportunity to be in this space with my brothers and sisters in the faith, Father God. I thank you for the open door, Father God, of love, the open door of faith, Father God, even in this season, Father God. And I stand in the gap, Father God, for the brokenhearted today, the ones who feel they can't find love, but they don't recognize that love is inside of them. Awaken that and joke that, Father God. I'm asking you just to touch Mark Fugate, Father God, in this season for right decision-making, Father God, and anybody around him, Father God, to influence, cancel out any harm or danger, seen or unseen. Standing in the gap for Roland Bailey, who's in the hospice today, Father God. Give him hope, 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 Father God. Oh, God, I'm standing in the gap for even the foster kids, Father God. Let them know somebody loves them, Father God. Bring right people around them. Bring right-minded people, Father God, around each and every one of the people assembled and linked to this prayer line, Father God. Standing in the gap for them and their families, for salvation, for lost ones, Father God, lost souls, Father God. Help us to be living examples, Father God. Cancel anything in us that's not like you, that you can arise, Father God, in us. Thank you for the ministry, Father God, and thank you for the prophetic in our lives, around our lives, and through our lives. And thank you for the ministry, Father God, that you've assigned us all to touch and agree. Standing in the gap for Prophetess Jackie Jeffries, favor in her contract, Father God. And we're asking you, Father God, for a financial breakthrough in Jesus' name. Financial checks be relieved. Monies all be released, Father God. And homes be protected in this hour, Father God. We thank you, God, for touching us. Hey! In our limbs, Father God, touching us in our structure, Father God, touching our hearts, Father God. Help us to have more and more love, Father God, an abundance of love. We give your name the praise always. Amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we bless you, for this is a day that you've made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. We thank you, Lord, that thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is thine, O God. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. And at the end of the day, Father God, you have decreed and declared victory on the behalf of your people. And we stand in the gap, God, for debt cancellation. We stand in the gap, Lord God, for the release of finances. We stand in the gap, Lord, for the release of real estate. We stand in the gap, Lord, for release of the automobiles that your people are believing you for, God. We reverse, God, what the bank has said, because you have declared it to be so, and it shall be so, and it shall not be otherwise. We thank you, Lord God, that you are calling forth those that are bound in incarceration, bound in addiction, bound and oppression, to release them to you, Lord God, that they may worship you, Lord. We call them forth. We call them forth from the north, south, east, and west, Lord. We call forth our loved ones. We call forth, Lord, the backslider, because you're married to the backslider. Father God, we decree and declare healing and freedom and deliverance, Lord, to the captives, Lord God, binding up the brokenhearted, Lord. And we give you the glory and we give you the praise, Lord God, for our leadership, God, we cover them, Lord. We bless them, Lord. We strengthen them, Lord God. We just undergird them, Lord God, and we decree and declare strength, Lord God, help from your sanctuary, blessings. We call every need met, every bill paid, Lord God. You promise to fight against those that fight against them, Lord God, and when the enemy comes in, God, the Holy Spirit lifts up a standard like a flood against the enemy, and we give you the glory and the praise for blessing our elders, our parents, Lord, strength and healing for them, God, renewing their strength like the eagles, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Oh, Lord, our sovereign Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise this day. We bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. I thank you, Father God, for tonight, Lord God. I ask you to surround us with love and kindness and tender mercy, Lord God. I thank you for connecting us, each and every person on this call, with our destiny helpers, Lord God, that our steps are ordered by you, Lord God, that no iniquity will have dominion over us. I thank you, Lord God, for always causing us to triumph, always causing us to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, that we'll lend to many nations and borrow from none. I thank you that we're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the country. We're blessed as our basket in the store. Everything that we touch will prosper in this season, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for our prosperity angels loosed on our behalf in the name of Jesus, to prosper the labor of our hands, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. God, we thank you for all that you are doing in our lives, O God, and have done in our lives, O God. We give you honor and praise, O God, and we make a joyful noise unto you, O God. And we come before your presence with singing, O God. And God, we want to give you our honor and praise, O God. We want to thank you, God, for always being that fence around us and being that fence every day, that fence of protection, O God. You know, God, we just want to give you our honor and praise. And we do want to thank you, God, for keeping us each and every day. We want to thank you for the air that we breathe, O God, each and every day, O God. We want to thank you, God, for shielding us and protecting us from evil, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, and give you all honor and praise for rejoicing and letting us and allowing us to rejoice, for you have made this day, oh God. And we want to thank you for all the wonderful blessings that came our way, the open doors that you have given us, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for, you know, opening doors that no man can shut, oh God. We want to thank you, God, because it's your way, not our way, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for letting us decrease and you increase in our lives, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for spiritual growth, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for leading us, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, because whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, oh God. We want to thank you for being our healer, God. We want to thank you for healing us in every aspect of our lives, oh God. We want to thank you for relationship healing, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for letting us be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, oh God. We want to thank you for protecting our children and our families, God. And we want to thank you, God, for keeping us, oh God, and holding us, and God, and showing us how to love, oh God. We want to thank you for giving us the heart to forgive, God, and giving us the heart of love, God. We want to thank you for peace, breakthrough, and wisdom and knowledge, oh God. And we also want to thank you for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God. And we want to thank you for all the leaders who stand with them, oh God. We want to thank you for victory, victory, victory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for another day that you have made. And today is Sunday, God. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And I lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help, because my help comes from you, Lord. I thank you for refreshing me, refreshing my body as I am tired, Lord, but I love you, and I thank you, and I'm glad to gather with your people again to pray. Lord, I ask you to bless each and every one of them on the line. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, and for their vision. I pray that you strengthen them and bless them and keep them, God. And I thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy to all of us, God. I thank you for the healing of my own body. And I thank you for prosperity. I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for encouragement. I thank you for newfound favor, God. I thank you for your love and your grace towards me and towards all of us, God. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your goodness and for your provisions. Now, God, I ask you to just bless each and every person, each and every listener on the line, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Thank you for the prayer on last night. It was truly wonderful, God. And I thank you, God, just for waking us up and keeping us, God. And I thank you for your mercy, your tender, tender mercy. God, I ask you to bless your children. Bless all those children who are graduating from high school and college now, God. And I just ask you to bless them and keep them, and keep them safe this summer, God. Keep these children safe, oh God. And I just thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercy. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life that's here on the line today. We thank you for family even now. We thank you for right relationships and right partnerships even now, Father God. Thank you for my community and the communities that have been created, Father God. We thank you for love. We thank you for peace even now, Father God. Blow a fresh wind of peace in our hearts even now, Father God. Father, allow allow your love to be spread around the globe even now, Father God. And I thank you, and I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor now and forevermore. Amen and amen.
And Father, we praise you, and we give you honor and glory, and we thank you for your word, and we thank you, God, for who you are. And Father, we just ask that you would bless Archbishop Ebenar Jordan and Pastor Deborah and all of the prophets and prophetesses that came from their womb, their grandchildren, and generations to come. And, Father, I just lift up in the name of Jesus those that are dealing with mentally depression. And, Father, we ask that you would give them peace. Father, touch the hearts and the minds of bipolar and schizophrenia individuals, oh God, that are dealing with it mentally. Father, even touch those that are dealing with eating disorders, anorexia, bulimia, and overeating, oh Father. Give them the strength to endure and the strength of deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, you're still the God of all flesh. And you're the God that sits upon the throne, Father, and watches over the lives of your people. We thank you because we know, Father, your eyes run to and fro the earth, beholding the good and evil, and you stand strong on behalf of all those whose heart is perfect towards you in uprightness. And we thank you, Father, for your strong and mighty right hand that is upholding us yet still, my God, through every situation. Father, we thank you, Father, that there is no temptation taken us, but, Father, such as is common to man. But, God, we thank you for your faithfulness, who have promised not to let us suffer above that which we are able to be tempted. But you will with the temptation shall also make a way of escape so that we be able to bear it. Father, we thank you even as you make known your ways unto most. We thank you for making your ways known unto us. True Lord, the prophetic, and true, my God, the prayer that is going forth, my God, because we know, Father, your word will never return to your void. We thank you, Father, for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Lane Lady, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, that you continue, my God, to, Father, anoint afresh, my God, that you'll be the frontward and rearward. My God, that your angels continue to be assigned round about and to minister to them, minister strength, Father, in every area of their life, my God, and endurance, my God, to the very end. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the covering of the families, even Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, and Prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, Father, that you're touching. My God, you're rejuvenating their lives, my God, in old age, continue, my God, and cause all every sibling, every son, every daughter, every grandchild, every great-grandchild, and every member of the family, my God, Zoe, and Zoe Ministries, my God, to blossom as the cedars in Lebanon. We give you the glory and the praise for the covering of your blood tonight. And every home and every life represented, both far and near, we stand in the spirit of oneness, and that your name will be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And Father God, even so, we thank you right now as we have come together again as one. We thank you, Father God, for this grace and new mercy that you give us today. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we thank you for the mercies that by which you have allowed us to present our bodies even now again as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, Lord, which is our spiritual service of worship to you. And Lord, it is not our desire or our will to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove that which is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of you. But by grace, God, you have saved us. And God, we thank you for showing us how not to esteem ourselves more or less important to the body of Christ than another. And we thank you, Lord, for the spiritual gifts that you've given unto us, that we may prophesy in proportion to our faith, and that we may teach according to your precious word, and to exhort and to give liberally and to lead with diligence and to show mercy with cheerfulness. Lord God, we thank you for the love that you shed abroad in our heart, that God, we would demonstrate without hypocrisy. Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that we cleave to that which is good and we abhor that which is evil. Father God, we thank you that we are learning more and more how to be kind and affectionate to one another in honor and to give preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, God, but to be fervent in spirit to serve you, Father. We rejoice in hope and we're patient through tribulation, God. We thank you right now that we will continue to give and distribute to the needs of all the saints and to everyone, Lord. We thank you right now that is in need, God, you would allow us to stretch our hands and to begin to give. Father, we thank you. We rejoice with them that rejoice, and we weep with those who weep. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be of the same mind toward one another as we set our minds on affection of things above. And we thank you right now that we're not seeking our own will, but we're seeking to glorify you, which is your will to be done in our lives. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
Father God, Lord, we just thank you this evening, God. Lord, this morning, we thank you, God. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, God, for we know that you're worthy to be praised. Lord, we pray that you cover each and every one of us with your blood over our minds, bodies, souls, and spirit, oh God. Lord, we reverence you this morning, God, and we thank you for everything that you've done now and that which you've yet to do. Lord, we pray, God, that every need, every petition, every request that is made unto you, God, we ask you to grant it unto us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in every area of our lives, God, where we need you at, God. And we thank you for everything that you're doing now, what you've yet to do, in Jesus' name, amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you for another midnight cry. Father God, we thank you for the new thing that you continue to do in each and every one of our lives. Father God, we thank you for touching our ears that we may hear what you're saying, Father God, in this season. Father God, we thank you for touching our eyes, Father God, that we may see the plans that you have for us, Father God. We thank you for touching our mouths, Father God, so that we may speak, Father God, words of life, Father God. Father God, we thank you even now for touching our leaders, Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, as they continue to globalize the prophetic, Father God. We thank you for touching each and every people of God that are connected on this line even now, Father God. We thank you for touching their families. We thank you for a divine hedge of protection, Father, that you have over each and every one of our lives even now, Father God. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing even in marriages, Father God, even in relationships, Father God. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing even in the people of God's physical bodies, Father God, even in their family members, their siblings, Father God, even in their children, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing even in my daughter, Father God, even now, Father God, as she's being raised up. Father God, we thank you for touching the minds of even our public servants, Father God. We thank you for touching even their minds, Father God. Thank you for touching the minds even of our national leaders, Father God, even now. And we ask and we give you all the praise, Father God, and we give you all the glory. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
And Father God, we come to you and we stand for all the things that you have for us, God. Father God, we're standing in the gap for those that are looking for miracles and breakthroughs. Father God, we ask that you send your angels to camp around our children. Send your angels to camp around our elderly. Send your angels to camp around everyone on this conference call tonight. God, I ask that you cover them and favor them in this season, God, and that you take them to the next level, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for your love. I thank you, God, for your peace. I thank you, God, for your increase that you continue to do in our life each and every day, God. Father God, I know that it is your will for us to all prosper, God, and we are prospering in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, God. Father God, I thank you for giving us the authority to plead the blood of Jesus of anything that is not of you, God. I thank you for that. And Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over our children and over our families and over our contracts and clients and anyone that is connected, God, that you just cover them, God. Favor them in this season, God. Favor them when they're in the classroom. Favor them when they're broken out deals, God. Favor them in any type of situations, God. Father God, I ask that you send financial blessings and restoration and healing to each and everyone's life, God. Father God, you said that if I am sick, that I shall call and say that I am healed, God, and that I am strong, God. And I thank you, God, for all the things that you continue to do in my family's life and in my husband's life and even in his business, God. And Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And Father God, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in our mouth. And I thank you, Father God, for this conference call. We praise you for what you're getting ready to do in our life in advance, God. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we thank you, Father God, in advance for the manifestations of our blessings, God, and our breakthroughs, God, and healings and restoration. And Father God, as your word said, that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and your ears are open to our cry. And Father God, we know that you hear every cry.
those that are crying out for love, peace, and joy, and meekness, and harmoniness, and kindness, and prosperity, health, and wealth, and success, God. We decree and declare that in the name of Jesus. And we, Father God, we thank you right now. We cry out right now for divine protection and healing, God, and restoration, even in our finances, God, and in our homes and family, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over our families right now, over everyone on the sound of my voice right now. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over every ministry all around the country right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you right now that you will begin to pour out your spirit. Let there be an outpouring of your spirit upon our young men and our daughters, God, upon our fathers and mothers right now, all over the land and country, God, in the name of Jesus, even upon our prison system, hallelujah, in our schools right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now for our Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, and our beloved Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and their beloved family, and hallelujah, grandchildren, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you right now for Mother Mary Jordan, we plead the blood of Jesus over her, we thank you for Mother, hallelujah, Mary Barron, God, and her entire family, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them, and we thank you for every prophet that is on this line, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them, in the name of Jesus, and their families, God, and God, I pray for my son right now, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him. Order his steps right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for victory. We thank you for breakthrough. And Father God, we thank you for the manifestation of blessings, hallelujah, and miracles right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Father, we just thank you because, Lord, we know that this is the day that you have made. And, Father, we choose to rejoice in it. But, Father God, you said in your word, from the rising of the sun even until the going down therein, your name is to be praised. Father, I thank you in advance that you see and that you know all things. You know the beginning and the end of a thing. And, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that even as we look on our children, Father, Father, you know them name by name. And, Father, we declare even there, hear ye, the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that they will embrace their purpose and embrace their destiny in you, Father. But, Father, Father, because we understand and we know, Lord Jesus, that you and you alone are perfecting everything that concerns us. And, Father, we choose to praise you and we choose to give you thanks this day. And, Father, even as we move forward on this Sunday, the Lord's Day, Father, we choose to worship and praise you and acknowledge you as being Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that even as we move forward in this day, Lord, order our footsteps, Father. Lead us and guide us, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're causing right individuals begin to come across our path so that we may give them the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we step foot in church, Lord, touch every leader that's on this call tonight, Father. Father, anoint them afresh, Father. Refresh their spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that all shall be well, Father. But, Father, you are going to satisfy them, and you're going to give them the desires of their heart in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in each and every one of our lives. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for every household, every individual that's on this call tonight. Father, I say, let thy will be done. Have your way in their life, Father. Father, give them the desires of their heart. Let them know, Lord, that you are the one that will bring satisfaction to their very soul, spirit, and body in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we head out on today, going through the different churches, Father, we pray, Lord, for safety and protection. And we thank you that the angel of the Lord do encamp round about us. And nothing, no hurt, no harm, nor danger shall befall us. Because you are ordering our footsteps. You're leading us. Cover us with your blood. Cover us, Father. And we know we shall be covered in the name of Jesus. Father, move like only you can move. Because, Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the thanks and the honor now and forevermore. Father, we love you. And we love to praise your name. And we thank you for everything. Things that we know that you're doing. Things that haven't happened, but they're already on the way. Father, we give you thanks in advance. And we will lift our voice up forever, giving you praise and thanks now and forever. Amen.
amen, amen. Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase. We just thank God for everyone that's on this call tonight. People of God, I so appreciate you and so thank God for you. Know that you're always and forever in my prayers, as well as the Archbishop prayers as well. So thank you, people of God. We're going to keep on keeping on, and we're going to spread the news and share the news that there is a voice. There is somewhere that they can come to hear a prayer, to hear a thanks, and that they can be prayed for and know that God cares for them. Amen. So thank you, prophets. People of God, I love you to life. Keep on keeping on. We are about our Father's business. Amen. Prophets, Naomi.
Love you, too, Pastor.
Amen.
Love
thank you so much.
You all.
The Denver Resource, we appreciate you and we love you. Just want to give is there any announcement from any other company of prophets that needs to be made? Please make it right now.
Amen. Prophetess Naomi, this is Prophetess Masquerine Cohen. Shekinah will be having service here in Jacksonville, Florida at 1265 South Lane Avenue. And our service time is at 12:30 p.m. And we will be ministering the word of the Lord, and we'll be also teaching prophetically to God's people. So I invite everyone to come out. Again, that's at 1265 South Wing Avenue here on the west side in Jacksonville, Florida, Unit 12 and 13. God bless you all.
Thank you. If there's any other pastor that's having service, please make the announcement. We want to avail that to you because we don't know who is all on this call, but we need to let them know that there is a word from the Lord. There is someone that is praying that is on the wall, busy being about their Father's business.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Amen. And we're going to also put it on my website as well, those that are praying, the Praying Prophets. And we're going to give them their church number and address so that the people of God that are in that area or they may know someone in that area that they can attend. Amen. Thank you, Prophet.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And we will be having a service at 9 a.m. for our service, general service starts at 11 a.m. as well as 4 p.m. at 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street, and that is New York, New York. And you can always call our telephone number for more information, 888-831-0434. Also, we will be back here at 11:55 getting our lineup and getting back in to start our midnight prayer call for Monday. Thank you all, and God bless and good night.
God bless. Good night.
Good night.